Pedido permiso. He speaks parasha in America. It's a very special parasha. The way the Gemara writes it, the Gemara writes, Moshe Katav Sifro. Moshe wrote his book, it means the Torah, the Parashat Balak. Even though Parashat Balak is part of the Torah. But you see the Gemara emphasizes it, that Parashat Balak is different. It is part of the Torah, but it's something else. Because otherwise the Gemara would not have said, Moshe wrote the Torah and wrote Parashat Balak. Of course he wrote Parashat Balak. It's part of the Torah. You see, Parashat Balak is very powerful. How powerful it is, says the Rambam. Rambam says, if you want to know, where does it say Mashiach in the Torah? Says the Rambam, clearly, it's only Parashat Balak. There's a hint, another place in the Torah that the Rambam writes. But the concept of Mashiach, this is the future, this is the whole hope of this world, is Mashiach. The Rambam decides that there is no place in the Torah that you can put your hand and say there is Mashiach, only Parashat Balak. Who? Rabbi Bilam. Rabbi Bilam, at the end of the lecture, you know why I call him Rabbi. I wasn't meant for you to laugh. It's too serious, this guy. So Bilam, he was invited by Balak to curse Am Israel. Three times he tried. And after the third time he couldn't do it. Then he departs from Balak and he tells Balak, let me tell you what's going to be the end. He says, Darach kuchav mi Yaakov, Mashiach's coming. Says the Rambam, you should know that's the only place in the Torah that the Torah pinpoint Mashiach is in Balak's statement. So Hashem, Bilam's statement, I'm sorry. So Hashem decided to reveal to us Mashiach via Bilam. This is the worst candidate to talk about Mashiach. The Gemara tells us he's in Gehenom, bad habits. So he has to reveal me Mashiach. Moshe could not tell me this. No. Hashem wants Bilam. Okay. Here comes the Torah and tells a story. Like, I don't care less exactly what's going to happen, but the Torah tells you something. So first the Torah tells you, you should know, this guy Bilam has a record that is a major, major prophet. Major. The Gemara says in three things he's higher than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe did not know certain things. Bilam knew. Three. Over Moshe. Can you imagine already his stage? And Mr. Balak, the king of Moab, he thinks that Bilam knows how to curse, so he's going to call him to curse Am Israel. So Bilam tells them, listen, the delegation came, and Bilam tells them, stay over, let me see, Hashem didn't tell me. And Hashem truly comes to him, doesn't matter which episode, at the end of the day, Hashem comes to him and tells him, don't go, then the new delegation came, finally, he said, I'm going. He comes to Balak, and Balak tells him, what is it? He delayed. Bilam said, listen, I'm not in my hands anyway. Whatever Hashem tells me, I'm going to say. In his heart, he thinks, of course, to curse. Balak promises him a lot of money. So here the Torah comes and paints something. The one says, so Bilam has a very special donkey, female donkey. This is the female donkey that was created by twilight on the first Friday. It means the donkey is over 2,000 years old. And that donkey, Yaakov Avinu had it. And Yaakov Avinu went down to Egypt with the donkey. And after Yaakov Avinu died, and Yosef was there, so Yosef had it. After Yosef died, was a whole commotion in the palace. So Yitro took the stick, went with the stick to Midian, and Bilam took the donkey. So he owns this donkey. And that donkey knows how to speak also. So the Torah tells a story. I think about the story, but the Torah tells you, listen, Bilam is going with the donkey, and he takes with him two assistants, magicians. And the Torah tells you that an angel comes and stands in front of the highway, and the donkey goes on the side. Then the second episode, he stands on the side, so she goes next to the wall. And the next episode, she parks in the middle of the highway, on the street. And every time Bilam hits her. And after the third hit, all of a sudden, the angel revealed himself to him. Said, what do you do? What do you hit her three times? So Bilam said, what do you mean? She doesn't want to walk. So what is supposed to do? To give her a kiss? So the angel said, I would have killed you. Well, they didn't do nothing. Again, also you don't need a story for the parsha. You don't need three times the donkey parks. It doesn't want to go. Who cares about it? And then the angel kills the donkey. So Bilam comes to Balak. So Balak said, no, welcome. So we're ready to work. Say, okay. So Bilam tells him, go do some altars and some sacrifices. He wants to overcome Bar Mitzvah and Yaakov, the Gemara says, the amount of the altars, the sacrifices. He says, okay, so he goes, he says, let me go, let me take a little walk. You know, people take a walk, you know. Over here in the parking lot also sometimes in the middle of the Seder. They think Hashem is going to speak to them. Otherwise, I don't know why people walk in the middle of the Seder outside. But probably the same thing like Bilam. Bilam said he's going to take a walk and Hashem will talk to him. So he comes back. So Balak asks him, so Balak, so what do you say? I said, okay, I'll tell you what it is. He says, Hashem told me that that I can curse this nation. He says, I look, he says, I see the roots. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Sarah, Rivka, Rachel, and Leah, I see them. How can I bless them? And if you want to know why, I tell you. And I'm Levadad Ishkon, Magim Lot Chashav. They don't care about public opinion, who's going to call them, Tzitracha, they don't care nothing. Don't care nothing. But I want to tell you something else about them. They keep Nimana Afar Yaakov. It's part of Israel. He said, listen, I want to tell you something also. They keep all the mitzvot. They really don't have any reason. He tells him, like things that they do with the soil. He said, this is your ashes of a cow. This is, don't plow with donkey and bull together. This is sota. This is certain things that if I'm going to say don't get me, I don't feel it, but they keep it. So Balak says, no, just that's what Hashem told me to say. So Balak says, this is a blessing. What are you talking about? Bilam says, listen, I can't do nothing. That's what Hashem said. Okay. Let me take you another place. Take me another place. Also sacrifices, altars. I said, okay, what is it all about? He stands up, he says, let me tell you something. What I see in my prophecy is that Kadosh Baruch Hu does not look through the files of the Jewish people with the magnified glass. By the way, you should know this pasuk we say on Rosh Hashanah. It's a very powerful pasuk. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not check the file. He just, no, it's okay. Even though, Bilam tells him, even though that, they do sometimes certain things that's not really acceptable. But, Hashem doesn't try to find out something bad they did. Yeah, it looks like this. You want to know why? I'll tell you why. He says, because they get up out of bed quickly. They put filin, talit, zishma, does not fill out those days. and I can't kiss them. So Barak says, again, the same story. So, you know what? Let's try one more time. Try another time. So Bilam comes back and Balak's standing over there. So Bilam said, okay, I'll tell you what Hashem said. Hashem said, Matobu alecha Yaakov mishkonotecha Israel. I said, Hashem loves the tents of Am Israel. And it can have everything what they want. The Torah says that Balak clapped his hands. He says, what did you do 3 times to give them a blessing? Run away. Stay away from me. So then Bilam said, okay, I'm going to give you a lecture now. I'm going to tell you what's going to be the end of the days. One day it's going to be Mashiach. He's going to kill this. He's going to do this. He's going to do this. The story in the Torah comes to Rambam and says, hey, look, here. After 3 times so-called Bilam tried and he wasn't able to curse. Now, before he departs, he's going to give last lecture. Mashiach's coming. Here, Mashiach is here in this prophecy of Bilam, the only time in the Torah that you can talk about Mashiach. Chachamim say like this. The goal of a person in his lifetime is to gain the love of Hashem. That's the goal. If Hashem doesn't love you, that means nothing. I mean, you can't be next to him, you can't be in Kaden, you can't be in Olam Haba. So the people Hashem hates. So the people cannot tolerate them, cannot take them, cannot stomach them. But the goal is Hashem should love you. I says, what's going to be if Hashem loves you? So comes the Torah in Sefer Dvarim and tells you the secret. You read the parasha, and you want to know why will it happen? What happened that Hashem did not let Bilam curse? Let him curse. Who cares? But Hashem is afraid of him. Hashem can block everything. So, somebody curses. By the way, Hashem told Avraham Avinu, Mekalel Chaor. Hashem said to Avraham, listen, whoever is going to curse you, I curse him. It's a promise, a guarantee. Hashem guarantee Avraham Avinu. Okay, so what's the problem? Let him stand and curse. Let him get all the money from Balak. Let him go home. He did the job. It means nothing. That's the opposite. He's going to be cursed because he cursed us. No. Hashem, says the Torah, look, you may not get intermarried with Ammon and Moab. Why? V'asher sachar alecha. The Torah says, Parshat Kitetze, they rented, they hired Bilam. Bilam ben Meor. They hired somebody to curse you. Okay, so therefore, it means they're rotten inside. They hire a curser. Therefore, you can intermarry this nation. It writes, "Velo ava Hashem Elokecha lishmo el Bilam." Look, Hashem, Torah says, he did not want to hear what Bilam is going to say. Of course, the Gemara says, you know, the Bilam knew exactly what time Hashem is angry. Means nothing. It doesn't mean anything. If Hashem does not want, so if Bilam would curse, the curse goes on him. Means nothing. Nevertheless, Torah emphasizes it. Hashem did not want. B'shem of it. No. You know why? V'yafuch Hashem Elokecha lecha et habacha leklala. Torah says Hashem exchanged the curse into blessing. You don't exchange. You don't exchange. Torah should have said, listen, I tell you what it is. Bilam wanted to curse. Let's assume Hashem does not want him to curse. He didn't curse. Instead, he blessed. Then the Torah says, no, by Yafoch. Yafoch means the opposite. It's not the opposite. Why Hashem is doing the opposite? Torah says, Ki aefcha Hashem Elokecha, because Hashem loves you. So you have to know the Torah tells you the reason why Bilam is not able to curse us is, I don't know why. But why did Hashem do such a thing that did the opposite from his
from the curses that you want to say, Hashem is a blessing because Hashem loves you. So Chachamim said this, look, the Torah was written by HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a certain way. The words in Hebrew have a lot of meanings. But Hashem made the word in a certain way. For example, the word Abba, you can read it from right to left and from left to right. It means the same, it's the same thing. Ima, same thing. Certain words, if you read it from left to right, is the opposite of the right to left. What Hashem did is like this. The words that Bilam had in his mind, Hashem took those letters and changed the positions of the letters backwards, and now it's a blessing. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the root of the curse and used the same letters as a blessing. He says, Ki Yavcha Hashem Elokecha. Hashem loves you. I says, still, I don't know. Why did Hashem have to do such a thing? But must be something in it. That Hashem wanted to use the same letters, but you can read it from left to right. It's going to be a curse. From right to left, is a blessing. No, it's a blessing. Now it's a blessing. But so the whole Parashat Balak is because Hashem loves us, and Hashem did that trick. Come the Torah, said, I want to explain to you something. Happened to be the only three times the episode the angel so-called tried Bilam with the donkey. And three times Balak let Bilam say the curse. Three times. After three times, he says, try again. Why not try again? No. He says, run away. He says, brach ha-bekumecha. Run away from him. Let me say it like this, look. In Birkat Kohanim, we also have three sentences. So the first sentence, V'ech Hashem Yishmerecha. The Gemara says, the only power of Birkat Kohanim is, it says, that because Hashem loves you, at least that bracha of the Kohen is going to apply to you. Because Hashem loves you. If Hashem doesn't like you, he won't bless you, he won't watch over you. It's not. V'ech Hashem Yishmerecha, B'zchut Avraham Avinu. That's the person has to think, the Gemara says. So Avraham, what do you know about Avraham Avinu? Well, Avraham Avri, says the Rambam, he was on one side of the world and everybody else is against him. He says, what is really the power of this guy? The Gemara says, Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah even before the Torah was given. That's his power. That's his power. So he says, Yivarech Hashem Yishmerecha, Mekat Kohanim, he says, B'zchut Avraham Avinu, he says, okay, perfect. Perfect. Avraham, okay. What do you name Avraham Agarefte? No, Avraham. Avraham. Ani besut Avraham Avinu. He says, okay, are you on one side of the world and everybody is against you and you don't care about public opinion? That's what you do? And you go to give lectures all around the world and everybody says, what are you doing? What is this? Okay. Avraham Avinu, why do you have to keep all these little details? It says Shulchan Aruch. It's before Kabbalah Torah. Enjoy life. Enjoy. Everything's permitted. Go. Do everything you want. Vacations here, there. No. What's the restriction of Avinu? What's wrong with you? Extremer. Extremer. Says the Gemara, Avraham Avinu earned the title Avraham Oavi. Avraham loves me and I love Avraham Avinu. That's it. Say, V'erech Hashem Yishmerecha, Chachamim says, that's what the whole power of Birkat Kohanim. The first sentence is Avraham Avinu. Fine. Avraham Avinu says, stand up. Rebbe Pian stand with your hands like this. Says, Hashem give you blessings. Says, what? Bezchut Avraham. Okay, are you Avraham Avinu's grandson? To me, look, Ishmael's grandson. I'm sorry. Sorry. So what do you think Hashem gives you a bracha? Hashem tells you, go that way. Because that's Avraham Avinu went there. And he votes Democrats. What do you think Hashem is going to give you a bracha? You just opposite of Avraham Avinu. What's wrong with you? Please stand up in Birkat Kohanim. You serious about it? You're the opposite of Avinu. He is afraid of nobody, and he wants to keep all the details, and you try to run around to have a gray area and another loophole here, there. You don't do this. Avinu was looking to have all the restrictions in the world, and you try to have all the opposite. V'yesh lehakel. So, Toshono comes Bilam, listen to Balak. Listen, Mr. Balak, let me tell you something. I just met a Kadosh Baruch Hu, he told me like this. Say those words. Say that. I see them from the roots. Mikvaot Ashurenu. I see the fathers and the mothers. And am levadad ishkon, they're afraid of nobody's opinion. Vagoyim lo itchashav, they don't care about any other things what people tell them. They don't care. What is this? I'll tell you what it is. They keep the mitzvot that really, we may say, don't make sense, too fanatic. Red cows, sota, plow with kilayim. What is business? Covered the blood of an animal. Haya, off. What is this? He says, that's the power. I'm sorry, can't give them a question. You know what it is? It means you gain the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu by being Avraham Avinu's grandson. So I cannot curse them. You know why? Because Hashem loves them. You know why Hashem loves them? Because they do these things. Okay? But I said, okay, let's try another place. So what is this? So he comes back, he says, what does Hashem say? He says, I'll tell you what Hashem said. Lo ra amal b'Yaakov. Hashem does not look at the sins so carefully. Lo yibitavem b'Yaakov, lo ra amal b'Yisrael. Lo yibitavem b'Yaakov, lo ra amal b'Yisrael. He doesn't look at them with magnifying glass at the file. He doesn't check it. You want to know why? I'll tell you. And am kelavi akum echarit nasa. They jump out of bed early in the morning, take and grab the tefillin and the tzitzit and Shema Israel. Finish. I can't do nothing. Sorry. What does it mean? It means very simple. If you love Hashem so much, you can't be in bed or wait for the rabbi to bang on the door. There's no way. It means you love your pillow and the cover and the mattress. And maybe the good dreams that you have. But if you love Hashem, it's impossible you'll be able to sleep in the time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waiting to see you. Impossible. If you don't, it means you don't love Hashem. You love your pillow, sheet, maybe a coffee before, maybe a little Danish before, maybe the newspaper before, maybe a little radio before, maybe just, you know, chatting with people, coming together, go to the Beit HaKnesset with the turtle steps. What's the rush? What's the rush? I rush to the airport, I rush to the job, but to the Beit HaKnesset, slowly, shouldn't have a heart attack, slowly. It's good. It ends up one thing. You don't love Hashem. You love everything else before Hashem. Look, when you got hit, sure. The Gemara says Hashem is waiting for you in the shul. This is sunrise now. It's time to say Shema. What are you? 10 o'clock you go with the talit, with the cheesecake, with the coffee to the shul. It means you love the cheesecake. It means you don't love Hashem. Nothing wrong with this. But if you want to gain Hashem's love, is in only one condition. If you show that you love Hashem. Came Bilam and said, listen. Ya'er Hashem panav alecha v'yichoneka. Sekem brachav. Bekat Kohanim is Bizchut Yitzchak Avinu. It says Hashem is going to smile to you. Hashem is going to give you the things that you need besides money, all the other things. Refuah Shlema, everything else is because one thing, because you jump out of bed. That's it. That's what Bilam tells Balak. How can I give them a curse? Hashem loves them. Because look at them, they jump out of bed. We're talking in the desert, we're not talking in air conditioner, but Knesset. We're talking in the desert, hardly any beds, nothing, step toilet on the floor. Jump out of bed. It says, because if you show that you love Hashem, Hashem loves you. You gain a love of Hashem. So this is Chakavino. יתן ברכה ויעשה לך שלום, says the Gemara, says, אם יש שלום, יש הכל, אם אין שלום, אין כלום. The whole thing is שלום, says the Gemara. אני אומר, אלמון יש שלום. הוא אומר, שלום. יש שלום, here. גם בילם, says, אלמון, tell you something. I looked, I saw that everybody minds his own business. No window faces another window in the desert. I mind my business. I don't want to look what my friend has. Who cares about my friend? I don't care about my friend. I care about myself. If you don't care about him, you're not going to fight with him. You're not going to curse him. You're not going to do all the bad things. It means harmony. Asem lecha shalom. Says Bilam, see, I can't give them a curse. Matovu alecha, kol mishkenotecha Yisrael. You say, look, I can't do nothing. So Balak clapped his hands and said, Bilam, finished. Because Kohanim is over. There's nothing more to say. Go home. But Bilam said, one second. Before I depart, I want to tell you something. Mashiach is coming. He says, you know what? Mashiach is going to come if Hashem loves you. If Hashem does not love you, he'll never come. Because the goal, the ultimate goal is Olam Haba. You know Olam Haba only if Hashem loves you. If Hashem doesn't love you, you're not going to be there. What do you think Hashem is going to bring somebody to Olam Haba that is ethnic, that is Democrats? He doesn't like them. He hates them. So, comes to us and says, you want Mashiach? Here came Hashem to Hashem. Hashem said, listen, I want to tell you something. I will reveal Mashiach only via Bilam. Because if Moshe will tell you something, lectures Musa. Bilam is going to tell you, listen. Hashem going to tell you, listen. You see this? The opposite of this, it means Hashem doesn't like you. It means no Mashiach. That's the problem. If Moshe would give a lecture like this, I said, okay, Moshe, thank you. Okay, I'll try. I said, America, be neder. Try, be neder. But if you know the whole goal in life is to gain the love of Hashem, those are the conditions. It's not to know the Shas or to have a big beard or a big sombrero. You have to make sure Hashem loves you. And those are the conditions. And this is Birkat Kohanim. To gain Birkat Kohanim is Shalom, it was, okay, I got Birkat Kohanim, so what? You have this and this, no. You have this and this and this because Hashem loves you. And that love of Hashem is going to continue until Olam Haba. That's the whole problem. So if you don't do it, read it from left to right. It's a curse. What's a curse? Curse, you're not going to get Olam Haba, that's all. That's the biggest curse in the world. But what is it? He had such a good life, such a good life, and he left all this. All his money and everything it means nothing. If you don't get Olam Haba, you wasted your life. Nothing. You can't get it unless you love. Some Chachamim look. It's, I don't know if they are astonished Bill. Say this word, astonished Bill. I just made it up, no? Astonished Bill. I tell you what the Gemara says. It's unbearable, it's unbelievable. The Gemara says like this, Rabbi Elazar ben Bedad, Marad Arad Yisrael. It's a guy that was called the Rishon Lezion in the Shas. I think it's the only person in the Shas has this title, Marad Arad Yisrael. But maybe Yosef, you know, Yosef Magrepta always catches me that they say the one time he found something else. Hopefully he won't find because it's Shas. The Gemara says, the Rishon Lezion, Rabbi Elazar ben Bedad, he says those words. Bilam thought that he is the Mashiach and he is going to take Am Yisrael out of Egypt. When he realized that it's Moshe, he started all fight against Am Yisrael and Moshe. That's how big he was. But the Gemara says he had three things above Moshe that he knew about Hashem that Moshe did never reach in his life. Can you imagine that person thinks that he is the Mashiach? And what the Torah says that Paro called advisors, Yov, Yitro, and Bilam said, get rid of them, is because Bilam already, at that time, even Moshe was not born yet, but he already in his prophecy, he saw that he's not going to be the one that he wants to be. So forget about it. If I can't be that one, I'm going to be against it. And here comes the Mishnah and says in Pirkei Avot, let me explain to you something. The whole thing is Musa in life. If you have it, you have it. If you don't have it, you're nothing. I says, what is this? Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Akina v'ta'ava v'akavod ma'avirin et adam motzin et adam min ha'olam. That says the jealousy, the desires for anything that you cannot control yourself and you're looking for public respect. That says take you out of this world. Here, look, Bilam is the role model, says the Gemara. It's the role model. That's it. That says, look, the Torah will paint it about this guy Bilam. He looks for respect. And here comes Rabbi Elazar and says the jealousy because of Moshe Rabbeinu. I says, this guy has those three things only do one thing. Get you away from loving Hashem, you love yourself. You're looking for respect. You don't like somebody else has it. You have desires for things. It means you like their desires. Money. Jobs, money. I says, that is a desire. That desire takes you out of this world. Look, Bilam is the concept of the opposite of love, Hashem. The opposite of Hashem loves you. He came and he revealed us a secret how to gain the love of Hashem. So Bilam could have said, look, what do you do this? Musar, just Musar. If no Musar, Hashem doesn't love you. He doesn't love you, he's not giving you Olam Haba. That's it, finished. Unless the Torah will tell you the story. The angel is going to stop the donkey because the donkey was born twilight. Because it means, the Gemara says, that Hashem tried Bilam. Hashem tried him. Hashem told him, go, but only what I'm going to say. So then the Torah says, Hashem is angry. So Hashem told him he can go. So the Gemara says, no. Hashem told him to go, but not to have in mind that he wants to do the curse. So it means Hashem left it to Bilam to decide. This is the twilight. It says, yes, donkey, no, donkey, no. Yes, donkey three times. Yes, Birkat Kohanim three times. Yes, Birkat Bilam three times. Or not. That's why Hashem created this donkey, Ben Hashem showed the first twilight. I says, to tell you, huh? Look, the angel is going to hint to Bilam three times for the three bad things that you have inside you. That drives you to go to get this job, but you don't understand. That thing the Gemara says is going to get you to Gehenom, never going to be the Olam Haba. In the stage of Moshe Rabbeinu. And higher than three things Moshe Rabbeinu. He thinks he's a Mashiach. In the end of Adam Gehenom. Because you don't look for the love of Hashem. Says the message is the person, every act that he does, he has to think, that act would bring me more to love Hashem and Hashem to love me or not. But that's the scale. That's the scale. The scale is love of Hashem to you. That's it. Who says it? Torah. Ki afcha Hashem Elokecha. It says Hashem changed the curse into blessing because Hashem loves you. Hashem loves me. I know Hashem loves you. No, you don't understand. Hashem did not exchange it if he would not have loved you. Hashem loves you. Bilam said, I tell you why Hashem loves you. That's what the Gemara says. Moshe wrote Hamisha Chumshei Torah veParashat Balak. Parashat Balak is a new thing. This is the secret of Mashiach. It's the secret how to gain Hashem loves to be Moshalem Rabbe Menon. Amen.